Jesus is very critical today in the gospel text. We understand his motivation, desire, is that people be shaken from their comfort, shaken from their vanilla ice cream, lukewarm reality of life. John the Baptist comes to shake them. John the Baptist comes very austere, fasting, abstaining. And they dismiss his witness. Ah, he's possessed. We need not pay attention to him. Jesus, in speaking about himself, much to the chagrin of some of our non-Catholic brothers and sisters, eating and drinking. And they say it's a glutton and a drunkard. How many excuses do you have, my brothers and sisters, to not encounter the gospel message of Jesus? Proclaimed by this priest or that priest, well, I know that priest drinks, that priest gambles. Don't give that priest money, it'll disappear. How many excuses do you have to dismiss the gospel message of Jesus Christ? The message is what is important, my brothers and sisters. The message of Jesus is life for us. We can make all sorts of excuses in our life by the messengers that bring the message. Make all sorts of excuses in our life. It's not time. I'll wait till I retire. Then I will have time to focus on my relationship with God. You fool, you won't get there. What excuses do you have? Well, once this is done, once that's done, once this is taken care of, then I will be ready. To be in this mode is to imagine that the gospel message of Jesus Christ is something that is trying to take something from your life. To be in this mode is that the gospel message is somehow a burden to your life. No, my brothers and sisters, life is the burden. And when I say life, I say lowercase L. The life, the human life, the drudgery of the working and doing all of the things. This is the burden that Jesus is trying to liberate us from. The gospel message is not a burden. The gospel message is the antidote to the disease. Jesus is trying to shake them. John was incapable of shaking them. Now Jesus is incapable of shaking him. He's exasperated. What more can wisdom do to try and invite you to see the goodness of the gospel message, of the good news of salvation, the invitation to repent and believe so that you might have life? I think it's I've asked the question 3 or 4 times now. What are your excuses? What do you keep waiting for? What do you keep putting as obstacles before you? I can answer the question for myself, but only you can answer the question for yourself. And if there are no obstacles before you and the gospel, then praise the Lord. Rejoice and be an example for us of its goodness so that we might have the courage to receive it, believe, and have life. Amen.